This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on the show. I want to give a disclaimer. I personally own 600,000 shares that I bought in the open market over the last 3 to 6 months. We're talking no other than Renova Health, Inc. They're on the OTC. Well, their ticker symbol is RNVA. And with us today is the president and the CEO of the company. Seamus, welcome back to the show. I greatly appreciate you coming on.
Everett, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's always a good platform to provide some information to our shareholders.
You know, there's been a lot of talk and buzz out on message boards. When are you going to complete your first financial statements? I know they're late. So what happened and when will they be filed?
You know, it's a key question. And all I can do is apologize to everybody that we are late. Nothing untoward. It's just, look, we went through some changes in staff in the first quarter. We have retained some new expertise. Our VP of Finance has many years experience in the hospital sector, so specific expertise in the sector that we're moving into. But we did lose some expertise in our filings, and you know, there were a number of complications with the derivative liabilities and the revenue recognition. So it was a fairly big project. That parallel to the acquisition of the hospital, which you know, is now closed, just caused a delay in the team being able to focus on it. So I am glad to say that they are pretty much finished. We're actually dotting I's, crossing T's, and they should be out in the next 24 to 48 hours, you know, working day. So I doubt if we'll file them before the weekend, but I expect at the beginning of the week to get them out there.
You know, there's been a lot of conversation and talk, and I've got quite a few emails myself here at the office. You know, how many shares are outstanding? I think investors want to know that. Can you address that a little bit?
You know, Everett, I don't have the exact number. Obviously, we did increase the authorized, and we do have some convertible debt out there, and those debt holders have been, you know, actively converting some of that debt and exercising warrants. So the number has gone up significantly. I want to say that it's, you know, somewhere in around a billion shares at this point. The number will be confirmed in the financial statement. It'll be on the front page of it, actually, when it, you know, when it's filed here in the next couple of days. So, yeah, there has been, an increase in the issued and outstanding. And, you know, I'm hoping that the acquisition that we just completed and everything else we're trying to do creates some additional value here as we move forward, and the, you know, the little additional value and conversions at a higher price would reduce the rate at which we're having to issue shares to satisfy debt conversions.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Jamestown Hospital. It's an 85-bed hospital. What are you expecting revenues to generate from there in 2019?
So, you know, that's, well, 2019, for a full year, we expect 15 million plus. I mean, that's what it's been doing historically. Obviously, you know, we have the just integration with our existing business to make happen. We've contracts to get in place or the change of ownership to complete. So, you know, it is great that we took ownership. I think it's a massive benefit, and it should give our shareholders a lot of confidence that we were able to complete this acquisition. You know, it should give them some trust in our determination to actually turn this company around and to grow the revenues. As I've said before, you know, we do believe there is an opportunity with these little hospitals. You know, the revenue is fairly consistent. It's important to have an interaction with the local community, the local doctors. Jamestown is a perfect example of a very successful relationship with local doctors. You know, we're discovering that a big percentage of our admissions are being sent to us from those local doctors and not just from our own ER. So, you know, there's a few things that we will learn from this hospital that we will be able to put in place in our, you know, Oneida facility. But going into 19, I expect, you know, a full 15 and a full 12 million from each of these hospitals, you know, per year. And that, you know, that should kick into the second half of this year. So I'm expecting an uptick in revenue. We definitely have a little carry period, Everett, that's first 2-3 months, you know, where you're carrying the cost before you receive your cash. Is not the most comfortable position, but we'll get there. And after that, you know, we'll be into some decent revenues with the two hospitals.
Can you give us an update on the first hospital that you bought? You've been in there for a little while now. How's that going?
Yeah, so look, we'll be in there nearly a year in August. And, you know, that was, as I've said before, that was a steep learning curve. You know, to start one from scratch, from a greenfield site, compared to taking over one that's already in full operation, had its challenges. But, you know, the hospital, it's doing well. It's you know, its revenues are increasing. Collections are kicking in. So, you know, it's doing well. We are looking at, you know, what additions we will make in that area, how we increase the revenue. As I just said, with reference to Jamestown, you know, we will undertake a presentation to the local community, the local doctors, and try and get them much more involved than they have been historically. To be honest, I suppose the fact that it's been closed before, you know, has some people a little nervous. I think that we will overcome that whenever they recognize that we are there for the long term. And, you know, if it takes a few months extra to get everything the way we want it to be, so be it. I still believe that there's a lot of value for our shareholders in that first hospital. We've been able to make some synergies or create some synergies with the closing of the second hospital. You know, we did cut a couple of positions because there was duplication, and we had been very cautious from the start of that hospital. So we had, 20 people extra that we've now been able to let go. And, you know, that cuts the costs and gets it more in line with its census. So, you know, very pleased with that facility. Looking forward to getting the first year behind us, and I think it's going to be a good addition to the business going forward, Everett.
You've been listening to Seamus Leggins. He is the CEO and president of Renova Health, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. We are almost finished with the second quarter. What's next? Do you have any additional acquisitions plans? Where do we go from here?
Look, I think, everybody wants to make sure that we fully integrate these two businesses. The answer to your question is, you know, we don't have anything definite, but we have other opportunities on the table. We actually, you know, continue to look at other opportunities in the surrounding area in Tennessee, and I fully expect another acquisition to be on the table within, you know, 3 to 6 months. I think that, you know, we have to prove to our shareholders and our investors that we know what we're doing here. They will want to see the second quarter report filed on time and see us back into, you know, that revenue growth that we've been promising our shareholders for the past year. I think at this stage, Everett, we have to prove ourselves. We're working very hard to do that. We'll continue to work hard, and we're very confident we will deliver.
Well, I think you guys are on track. You know, a lot of people don't understand between bad dilution from good dilution, you know, and we talked about that earlier. You took that money, you added another asset down the road that's going to show on the balance sheet. You bought both of the hospitals, I feel, for a penny compared to what they're really worth. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to my listeners?
No, look, I would just like to say that, you know, I appreciate the patience we get. As you said, you receive a lot of calls. You know, we get calls to our auditors, to the company, to myself. Management, everybody in the company is working to improve value and make this happen. You know, we have a lot of support from our shareholders, and we very much appreciate it. So looking forward, as I just said, to get these two acquisitions reporting decent numbers, bolt on some additional ones over the next couple of years, and making this an entity that our shareholders can be very proud to own.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Keep up the hard work. I know your staff and your team's working hard. I know things will turn around. Thank you very much for your time, and hopefully you'll come back on the show as soon as possible.
Look forward to it, Everett. Would absolutely like the opportunity now, once we get this financial statement out, to come back and address any questions you might have or anything that that needs to be addressed. So thank you very much for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.